The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wishing to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We continue today our reflection on the temple of God, as we hear in the book of Ezra in today's first reading, all that God had done to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. That temple, as we discussed yesterday, is a symbol of three other temples. The true temple, who is Jesus, risen from the dead after it was destroyed 3 days earlier. The temple of the church, his body, and the temple that each of us is called to be as a living stone, as a part of that body. Today, we see two lessons that build on yesterday. That this temple that the Lord wants to build is a family. Jesus came from heaven to earth to found a family. That's what today's gospel is all about. When Jesus was interrupted in a very crowded house full of people hanging on his every word and trying to be cured, the message came to him that his mother and all his relatives were outside. As I'll say all the time in case nobody's heard it before, Jesus didn't have blood brothers. There was no term in the language to distinguish between brothers and cousins. So it was basically all his relatives were there wanting to speak to him. And Jesus used it as a teaching moment, not as something that was going to downplay the relationship of his mother in particular, but to elevate the real source of her greatness, but also to point to us what the Lord's asking. My mother and my brothers and sisters are those who hear the word of God and act on it. That was the greatest source of praise for Mary, whose first words, having become aware of what the Lord was asking of her, said, "Let it be done to me according to your word." That was the source of her greatness. As we'll hear a Saturday from now, it's not the breast that she used to nurse Jesus or the womb that carried him that made her great, but it was that she's one of the faithful ones who does the will of God. That's what's meant to characterize the family members. That's what's meant to characterize the church. St. Paul will write in his letter to the Ephesians that we are no longer sojourners, wanderers in the middle of the world, but that we are fellow citizens of the saints and members of God's family. To go up to the house of the Lord means to enter into the family that lives in that house. That's the essential message, that Jesus came to found a loving family. He wants all of us as part of that family. What should our reaction be to that call? It's the responsorial psalm today. Let us go rejoicing into the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing as members of that house, as family members with each other, not only to contact God, but to contact our brothers and sisters. Pope Francis used this as the jumping point for his homily this morning in the Vatican. He says in a lot of places, Catholics don't approach the church with joy. Church is more than a building. The church is this family of faith. A lot of the times we say yes to Christ, but no to the church. He says that's one of the big aspects of the conversion that God would want to be working in us. Why should we go rejoicing to the house of the Lord, to the house, to the family that God has come to build? Pope Francis says it's very simple. Because it's there that we encounter the Lord. And when we are with the Lord, even in the midst of suffering, even in the midst of difficulty, even in the midst of family problems, we're able to be joyful because we know we're not facing Him alone, that the Lord Himself is with us. That's truly the source of our joy. As the Archangel Gabriel said to Mary, Kyrie ke keratomene, rejoice, you have been filled with grace. Dominus tecum, for the Lord is with you. That her joy has everything to do with the fact that she's filled with God and that the Lord is with her. Likewise for us. But the Lord doesn't just want to be with us individually. The Lord wants to be with us as a family and form us to be that family. He said, when two or more of you are gathered in my name, there will I be. To pray not my Father, but our Father. So we need to focus ever more on that reality. We also need to learn from Mary how to become true family members of God. I have always been fascinated with St. Ambrose's thought from over 1600 years ago about how the fact that none of us is called to be Mother of God in the flesh, as Mary was, but all of us are called to be mothers of Christ in faith. And what did he mean? Just like Mary conceived the Word of God within her womb, it grew within her. The Lord started kicking around on the inside. And eventually when he grew so big, she had no way but to give him to the light, to give the light of the world to the light, as the Spanish and the Portuguese will describe giving birth, dar a luz. Mary had to give birth to him to others. In the same way, when we hear the Word of God, that Word is supposed to be conceived within us, which is not just a reproductive act, it's also an intellectual act, but conceived within us. And that Word's supposed to grow and it's supposed to become big, it's supposed to kick around on the inside of us, changing some of the things that need to be changed. And it grows to be so big that we can't help but give that growing light within us to the darkness that surrounds us. To give birth to the Lord. To bring the Lord to others. To bring His Word to others. To bring His salvation to others. That's how we individually become mothers of God. But it's also precisely how we build up the family of God and build up the joy. Because it's when we really start sharing Christ as our greatest treasure with each other, as family members and friends, that's when everything changes. You know, so often Christians, and Pope Francis has been talking about this a lot, so often our conversation is gossip. It's tearing other people down, rather than building other people up with Christ. And one of the worst places that this happens, I'm not throwing stones at anybody here, is when clergy get together. I mean, God help the priest who wants to really talk about faith instead of the Red Sox, or instead of where the next assignments are going to be, or all the other trivia that doesn't matter, rather than strengthening each other as family members. A lot of the times by our speech and by what we share with others, we weaken those family bonds. Mary teaches us how to be able to give God to others. The more we do that, the stronger we become as a family, the more joy we have in common, and the greater the help to that eternal house of the Father, where the family of God will become complete and most joyous of all. Today, as we come forward here to this Mass, we come with joy because we meet the Lord, not just in His Word, not just in the Word made flesh, but in each other. Let us ask the Lord to conceive this Word, to let it grow so strong and so big within us that we can't help but give it to each other to strengthen each other's faith so that our joy may increase and others may burst down these doors to have a little piece of that resplendent joy. Praise be Jesus Christ.